The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have come to believe that I came from God. I came from the Father, and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." Gospel of the Lord. So Jesus is confirming that he's come from the Father and go back to the Father. But he is bringing us back together, not by himself. We will back to the God the Father. Since we are all come from God, and we go back to God. Only that we forgot about God. So Jesus just come to remind us that is God. And the first sentence of this gospel today, Jesus complained, it will be complained, the disciples did not ask much. I remember one of the episodes of Caesar Faustina. Once Jesus spoke to Faustina. Faustina is the sister who made the Divine Mercy in the church. "Faustina, why didn't you ask many things?" Then Faustina told Jesus, "Jesus, you know everything. What I have to ask?" But Jesus says, "I know it's my part, but you ask, it's your part. Although God knows everything, but you have to ask." I think there's a reason. If you don't ask, even God gives you, you won't see that. You won't appreciate that. But once you ask, whatever is given, really, you appreciate. So, God has given us all things, many things, abundantly, but we don't believe so much. We take for granted, but unfortunately, our heart is not that open. Many graces come into our life every day. We miss them. Maybe you don't need that. Maybe you find not necessary. Grace is not only gifts, but invitation to love more. That's what the prayer today in the collect. So we ask, we have to practice the good works and try always for what is better. So don't tell yourself, "I'm good enough." It's not enough. And Jesus told us once, you have to be perfect as God the Father is perfect.